CFWHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. House Republicans are trying at this hour to agree on funding the government so it doesn't shut down this weekend. White House Budget Director Shalonda Young says they should at least pass a so-called continuing resolution.
The point of a CR, we call them stopgaps. You keep stuff going. What did you do on September 30th as a government? You should keep doing that on October 1.
CBS's Nicole Skanga says Coast Guard spouse Alice Silver is worried.
A paycheck being missed is a big problem.
Silver's husband is one of more than 1 million members of the military who's facing the prospect of working without pay and potentially choosing between feeding their families or paying their bills. She had a message for members of Congress who will still be receiving paychecks during the shutdown.
Make a decision, you know, get their stuff together and think about us real people who have real problems and real bills to pay.
Torrential rain has been falling in New York City. Governor Kathy Hochul says it's a life-threatening storm.
We have thousands of DOT members and Thruway Authority crews and utility crews ready to assist. I've deployed the National Guard. I've declared a state of emergency that'll help me be able to deploy resources more quickly.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein died today in Washington. She was 90. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We lost a giant in the Senate. Senator Dianne Feinstein was one of the most amazing people who ever graced the Senate, who ever graced the country.
7,000 more auto workers walked off the job today. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert says one of the automakers, however, is now pushing back.
An expanded strike, says Ford CEO Jim Farley, could mean 325 to 500,000 layoffs among auto suppliers. A bad contract, he says, could mean fewer investments and fewer jobs long term.
A defendant in the Georgia election interference case, Scott Hall, has pleaded guilty to 5 counts of conspiracy. Loyola law professor Lori Levinson.
Depending on what he says, he could be an additional tool for the prosecution in the case against the other defendants, including Donald Trump, in the racketeering case.
A new gambling policy for the NFL, says CBS's Jim Crisula.
One of the biggest changes calls for players who bet on NFL games to get an automatic 1-year suspension. Betting on their own team would lead to a 2-year suspension. The penalty for players who wager on other sports while on NFL premises has been reduced from a 6-game suspension to a 2-game suspension for a first offense.
Wall Street, the Dow closed down 159 points. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public comment for environmental review of the City of Eau Claire Safe Drinking Water Loan Program project. The City of Eau Claire is an applicant for funding through the program to improve its public drinking water system. The project includes PFAS treatment at the water treatment plant in the city. The DNR is accepting public comments until October 13th. A Dane County Circuit Court judge has ruled that Republican State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's panel to investigate impeachment proceedings against newly elected State Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz will not be required to meet in public yet. Judge Frank Remington declined to issue an order to require the panel to meet in public, arguing the Dane County District Attorney's Office needed more time under state law to review the matter. Only former Justice David Prosser is known to be on the panel, with the other members remaining a secret. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
You know, some people are made of wood.
Some people have hearts of stone.
Some people are up to no good.
But maybe I'm for real.
Hi, from Solidarity Realty Studio. Downtown Madison, part of the Civic Media Network. It's Outside the Pizza Box. So welcome to another Friday night. You might be tuned in to 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, or you have the Civic Media app or all the other ways and podcast to listen. And we're going to do something a little different tonight. You guys know how I usually like to get after it. But an important issue came up. You know, I saw something on Civic Media that here's the conservation voters wanting to get onto a show and talk about the PFAS bill that they're trying to advance and encourage through the assembly and the Senate at the Capitol. And if it ever got to the governor's desk, it probably would be signed. But I'd like to welcome my guest, Peter Burke. And why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Because we just met for the first time.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Hey, you bet.
Yeah, so my name is Peter Burris. I'm the Government Affairs Manager with Wisconsin Conservation Voters. And Wisconsin Conservation Voters, we're a nonpartisan nonprofit. We're focused on engaging voters to protect Wisconsin's environment. So we work to elect pro-conservation candidates who are going to be prioritizing safe drinking water, clean energy, and our freedom to vote, and then work to hold them accountable once they're in office. So I have the privilege of getting to focus on safe drinking water. I grew up in northern Door County and relationship with a lot of surface water growing up, but moved to Waukesha for school and kind of right in the middle of the debates about diverting water from Lake Michigan, and then moved to Milwaukee for school and heard a lot about lead, moved to Madison, heard a lot about PFAS, and through some voting rights work came into Wisconsin Conservation Voters and learned a lot about how across the state, a lot of folks' relationship with water is not about enjoying beautiful lakes that we have across the state, though that's part of it. But, you know, concerningly, a lot of folks are, their relationship with water is unsafe drinking water that's coming out of their tap. And so, yeah, we at Wisconsin Conservation Voters are focused very heavily on PFAS contamination right now and excited to get into it a little bit tonight.
Well, for those that don't know what PFAS means, why don't you break it down? Because, I'm not the expert on this.
Yeah, so PFAS is a messy acronym. It stands for per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, more commonly referred to as forever chemicals because they are designed to not break down in our environment. They make it really, their chemical composition structure make them really useful in consumer products like nonstick cookware, many cosmetics, and then firefighting foam is a place you often hear about PFAS. But also makes them really, really dangerous because of the way that they bioaccumulate in our bodies. They don't break down, and they lead to all sorts of really scary related health challenges. Challenges getting pregnant, birth defects, testicular cancer, heart disease. And we have communities across the state that for years have been living off of 5-gallon water jugs. These folks have been brushing their teeth, washing their dishes, watering their plants, mixing their baby formula with 5-gallon water jugs because we don't have systems of support to provide safe drinking water to folks across the state. So that's where we have been in the fight with coalition partners across the state to make sure that we can get some standards in place around PFAS, to make sure we can get some money out the door, and to make sure that long-term we're phasing out the use of these chemicals and holding companies accountable for when they pollute our communities.
Nice. I was involved in the fight for 15 as a leader, and we went to Flint, Michigan and passed out water neighborhood to neighborhood in the cold and the ice and the rain. And sad part is you're passing out plastic bottles of water, which I don't know if you people know this now, but there is box water is better is out there now. And we're using it where I work. But continue, please.
Nice. Well, so I've been encouraged on this issue that things have, from my vantage point, really started to change in the past year. So again, working in coalition with impacted community members across the state and other environmental partners, last summer, Wisconsin saw our first drinking and surface water standards go into effect around PFAS. So these were really weak standards. They were weakened by, at the time, a Republican-controlled Natural Resources Board. But they were standards nonetheless, and they helped us begin to test around the state. And the data was really important for figuring out where across Wisconsin we are dealing with the heaviest level contamination in general, because these are really toxic, any level we want to be dealing with.
I just want to throw in the dude named Fred from Wausau that wouldn't
Don't like to think about Fred.
Well, no kidding. I mean, now here they are. Oh, never mind. We're going to talk about water tonight, guys. And I don't know if you mind taking callers asking you questions at any point. So, you know, if you're interested in asking, and you said Burris?
Burris, yep.
There we go. Yep. Well, now we got it right. Okay. My fault for not doing my homework fully, but it's 844-967-2789. Feel free to call in. My audience is concerned about water. Okay, and a lot of other issues, but you know, the more educated we get on this, the more we can take our protest to the Capitol. If you guys don't have success, maybe we can help you.
That sounds good to me. Yeah, but so we, the good news here is that, I mean, the bad news is that more than 120 Wisconsin communities have detected PFAS contamination, mm-hmm. varying degrees of severity. The good news is that this has really increased pressure
awareness.
In the legislature. Awareness and pressure. So whereas, you know, 2 years ago I started in my position and I literally had, I'm one of two lobbyists for Wisconsin Conservation Voters 2 years ago, I literally had legislators laugh at me for saying that PFAS was our top safe drinking water related priority. And, you know, just about everybody I meet with now says, yeah, we want to get something done on this issue. And, you know, right now, unfortunately, there still is a big difference in appetite between the parties and what exactly each one is interested in doing. But the good news is, in terms of getting funding out the door, there seems to be some common ground there. So we were really excited that just this past summer, the Joint Finance Committee passed $125 million to the budget signed by Governor Evers. That funding was allocated into a trust fund, and the Republicans said, we have to pass separate legislation.
So now you haven't had access to it, is what you're
it's
saying.
Just sitting there, yeah.
Same thing they want to do with the newly elected Supreme Court justice, just set it aside and make it not useful. And then that's what's so frustrating. Now, I mentioned I went to the Capitol today and I started preaching. And, you know, some of the cops are like, why? What's going on? And I'm going, really? I mean, none of this affects you that's going on in the world, especially water. But it's difficult to get through. A lot of people don't. Let's just face it, you know, and I feel a lot better about Wisconsin, which is kind of scary, legislators versus the Congress right now in D.C., because that's just, I mean, they're ready to shut us down. Okay. So while they're doing that, we continue to fight in Wisconsin.
We continue to fight. And there's a bill on the table.
Right.
So we have a bill that Senator Coles, Green Bay, Senator Wimberger in the Green Bay area as well, introduced together. That does a lot of good things. There's a catch here, but it does a lot of good things. We're really excited about how this bill sets up a municipal drinking water grant program to address, you know, to support communities that have found PFAS contamination. It sets up a innocent landowner grant program. So for folks, a third of Wisconsinites are on private drinking wells, private wells for their drinking water. So there'd be support for them. Invests in research into the Mississippi River, to the Wisconsin River, into the Bay of Green Bay. Expands testing across the state. But currently in that bill, there is a poison pill, the current draft of the bill. There's a poison pill that would place limitations on the DNR's ability to fully address this problem in the long term. And so we at Wisconsin Conservation Voters and our partners are working really hard to get that bill amended to a place where it does not include a poison pill, where we can support it, where we ask legislators to support it, where we can ask the governor to support it, and you know where it will have a long-term positive impact on our communities.
And you know what? I think a good idea to maybe help this move along is anybody that listens to the show or anybody around this state that cares about clean water. Don't be afraid to go in and ask these legislators what they think about clean water. Get them on record. Continue to press them on it because, as we've talked about before, we're not going to like vote our way out of this. We're going to have to move our way out of this. And in order to do that, I was telling you before, we might have to get people out of their comfort zone in a manner that's acceptable, but necessary.
Well, and you can ask them specifically, can you help remove this polluter loophole from Senate Bill 312? We've got an action alert on our website, conservationvoters.org. We've been working to drive calls into offices. We ran a digital campaign around this. You can write a letter to the editor talking about the importance of a clean PFAS bill that focuses squarely on funding. There's a lot that all of us can do. And I think that the change in the legislature on this issue specifically is a testament to the work that's been going on over the past couple of years.
Something about that term you used, polluter's loophole, which in essence is allowing the big corporate polluters to not be more responsible for what's going on, correct?
Well, yes. And I think the concerning thing here is we have some really clear examples of bad actors. So, the most famous one here in Wisconsin is up in Marinette and Peshtigo, Tyco Fire Products knew that they were polluting the water for 4 years and they didn't tell residents. And that was 4 years that folks were drinking poisoned water.
And there's the long-term effects of that is that people are going to suffer and die from various diseases, cancers, whatever. It won't show maybe right away, but it'll affect children and older people the most.
And that's the message we got to get across, right? That like you hear all the time about the costs associated with cleaning up pollution, but what about the costs associated with cancer treatment and heart disease and supporting kids who are impacted by these chemicals? So the good news here, also, public's on our side, right? Folks overwhelmingly support action on this issue. We're still sitting on a big budget surplus. We got the money allocated. We just got to get this funding out the door.
Right? Nate, we're going to a break. The theme today is about water. At least the first half of the show. What, do you want to stay through another segment?
Up to you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You can stay as long as you want. I hope somebody will call in after the break. 844-967-2789. You can ask questions. I know we got more to cover on there. You're not done talking about it yet, right?
I could talk for PFAS about PFAS for days.
Then that's what we're going to do. But there shouldn't be any debate on water and clean drinking water, especially. I mean, everybody thinks that they can get away from it. You're wrong. It affects all of us. And these high-capacity wells, that's people just stealing the clean water. We'll be back after this break.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out of touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs that are a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs. That's
so
like
do
one,
I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude.
I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and storms tonight, mostly cloudy, warmer in mid-60s tonight. Lingering rain tomorrow morning, then some sun and warmer for the afternoon, high mid-80s. More sunshine and low 80s for Sunday, and staying warm on Monday, sunny near 80 and a little breezy. It's 71 right now.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
But my greatest days at the Capitol were when Native Americans came to the Capitol and they do their music and their songs and their dance. And I'm telling you, it gives you shivers. I mean, that just did right now. It just feels so natural. We're back with Peter Burris. And Nate has a question for you.
I do, Peter. So federal government looking like it's going to be shutting down tomorrow, here, what sort of, is there any sort of aid that's coming from the federal government to these communities, let's say specifically here in Wisconsin, that have been impacted by PFAS, whether that aid comes through bottled water and things like that, or funding to help treat these PFAS wells? Is there anything that sort of is looking like it might be getting hurt by the stopping of the federal government?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Nate. You know, I could talk a little bit about how the federal government, and my limited knowledge of some of what's happening at the federal level, is playing into PFAS remediation across the state. I don't know how the looming shutdown will impact this specifically, but you know, on federal government broadly, I think another reason this is the time to address PFAS contamination. We've got this $125 million allocated through the budget. We've also got a bunch of money coming through the bipartisan infrastructure law over the next 5 years to both address emerging contaminants like PFAS, but also just our water infrastructure more broadly. So there's going to be projects happening across the state, and addressing PFAS is part of those projects. I also know that the EPA is working on finalizing some maximum contaminant levels for PFAS in drinking water. So right now, Wisconsin standards are horrifyingly weak. and we're up, it sounds like what the EPA is going to be finalizing this fall are going to be actually protective of human health. So, but I don't know how the shutdown would impact that work happening at the EPA, whether it would impact the allocation of these funds or if that money is there already. I don't have a good sense.
Sort of thing we just got to wait and see.
It's just something about Wisconsin having this lack of respect for water when we're surrounded by the greatest freshwater lakes. You know, you'd think you'd be smarter than that. And I remember when they diverted the water to Foxconn and Waukesha, right? Didn't they take water from Lake Michigan? Even though they weren't supposed to be able to because they were outside of that range, correct?
It's my understanding, Waukesha,
yeah,
just finalized
it was.
That
it
project.
Sure was. I didn't forget. By the way,
Let's. Oh, wait. I can't get her, man. You're going to have to get Joanne from Madison for us.
Joanne, hey, how's it going tonight?
Hey, great topic. I'm wondering about getting bottled water. Now, if we get bottled water that is in those plastic jugs, don't we have some issues with the plastic residues and all of that? And the microparticles or whatever that is supposed to be coming out of the plastic, is there a safe way for us to compensate for the fact that our water could be damaged with the PFAS?
Well, thanks for the question, Joanne. On bottled water, that's a good flag. And I think kind of an individual consumption of water, obviously we at Wisconsin Conservation Voters are working towards systems changes on these things, right? How do we make sure that our government is addressing this problem and holding polluters accountable? As an individual, concerned about whether the water coming out of your tap is safe to drink, something that I would encourage folks to do is look at Department of Health Services page for some tips on, how to make sure your water is safe, what kind of filters you can be looking at if you're concerned. If you're somebody on a private drinking well, there is funding available from the American Rescue Plan Act that the governor allocated $10 million into a temporary well compensation grant program. So there are ways, there are some support systems in place for individuals, but I think it's a good flag on, there are problems associated with bottled water as well.
Nice. Good answer. Don't know if I would have said that. Joanne, you still there?
Yes. What do you take? What do you drink? How do you drink? Do you have a filter, or do you drink bottled water?
No, I try not to drink bottled water that much. I will occasionally, just because I don't want to drink anything else. But no, I'm one of these guys that just goes to the tap and puts his hand under and drinks out of his hand.
All right. Thanks. Great show.
Yep. Thanks. Okay, now let's talk more about, what you got in that bill if we didn't cover it all. Or did we cover that?
I think we covered a good chunk of it. I guess the one thing I would emphasize is, in terms of this polluter loophole, the big piece we're concerned about is the way that it undermines Wisconsin's spills law. And for those who aren't familiar, it's a more than 40-year-old tool that we have on the books in Wisconsin, rooted in a pretty basic principle. If you cause a mess, you got to clean it up. So our spills law requires anyone who causes, possesses, or controls a hazardous substance that was discharged into the environment to report that discharge, and then it gives the DNR the authority to work to understand the full scale of that contamination and hold polluters accountable. So any legislation that works to curtail the positive impacts of that spills law for more than 40 years, we're going to be really concerned about.
And I'm assuming now that you're able to work with the DNR, that now it's being resuscitated from the Scott Walker years and Fred Prentice. Yeah, never forget an A-ho. But yeah, I'm glad that we finally, have scientists back in our DNR. That's one thing that they took out, when you're putting in developers and stuff like that, and they're doing things for their buddies and loopholes for polluting and stuff. This is nothing new, people. It's just, well, actually now it is. It's new in Wisconsin. We're moving away from that, or at least we're attempting to move away from that. And pressure from the public, groups like Conservation Voters, going in and putting pressure on legislators and writing the bills for them instead of Alec and some of these other billionaire guys that don't give a damn, quite honestly. And you got to remember, they have access to high capacity wells, and they've got stashes of water all over the place. The water is meant to be shared. This is that next hard break. You still got a little bit more you want to talk about? You're good?
I'm good. Yeah.
Okay. Well, keep us, we'll have you on again.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Appreciate you coming in. Again, Peter.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. More than 8.5 inches of rain fell at JFK Airport today. Parts of the Northeast are inundated with water. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
We have thousands of DOT members and Thruway Authority crews and utility crews ready to assist. I've deployed the National Guard. I've declared a state of emergency that'll help me be able to deploy resources more quickly.
An all but confirmed government shutdown is just over 24 hours away. Our Scott McFarland's on Capitol Hill trying to speak to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
The House Speaker just walked past. We asked what the backup plan is. What do you do now? And didn't announce one, didn't reveal one, which raises the prospect he doesn't have one.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein has died. The 90-year-old helped other women get to D.C., says Senator Amy Klobuchar.
She was a trailblazer, that's for sure. When she first got to the Senate in 1992, there were only three women serving there. Now there's, 25 women, 26 women.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa Valley Veterans Tribute Foundation held a groundbreaking event yesterday for an expansion of the Veterans Tribute at River Prairie Park. According to a WEAU report, the expansion will include 14 exhibits, each with benches, statues, and educational signs for residents to learn about conflicts and remember local veterans. The exhibits will be featured on a handicap-accessible path along the river, and construction should take 5 to 8 weeks. The Eau Claire Police Department has announced another arrest in connection to a homicide. According to a press release, the Eau Claire Police Department arrested 28-year-old Jamon Sullivan in connection with a homicide that occurred on September 17th of last year near the intersection of Bergen Avenue and Bellevue Avenue. Sullivan was charged with first-degree intentional homicide as a party to a crime. The incident is still under investigation and no other details have been released at this time. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry. Dig out your lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest in La Crosse, September 28th through the 30th. 3 days featuring German food and beer, Stein races, barrel rolling, and the best in live music, polka bands. Celebrate the friendliest fest in the Midwest, Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Thursday through Saturday, September 28th to the 30th at the Oktoberfest grounds. Find more information at OktoberfestUSA.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Just makes me feel at peace when I listen to it. I should listen to it more. It's got to be an app I can do it. Fall asleep to this stuff. Wake up feeling strong every day. But now, let's get back to what was happening this week in America. Right? Well, first of all, I didn't beat up on Prosser enough last week, apparently. Okay, we already covered the fact that, cheated in elections, showed Scott Walker how to, cheat the system and bragged about it later and called the Chief Justice the B word, right? And then choked another justice, Ann Walsh Bradley, because she came at him and he was just defending himself, grabbed her by the throat. I'm pretty sure she's a little stronger than him, so it probably didn't hurt much, but
Really, dude? Okay, so, but now this nonsense about he should be on this panel that he says, well, it's not a panel, and Robin Voss clearly said it was a panel that he put together. These guys are awful, okay? There's no need for any panel. No crime has been committed. Janet Protasiewicz saying that the system or that the gerrymandering is rigged is that's nothing. That's a known fact across this entire country. She didn't say she was gonna flip it over for Democrats or wipe it out. She's willing to revisit it and try and make it fair. That's what judges do. But on the other hand, right? Prosser took money from Republicans when he ran for office. And on top of that, he gave money to Protasiewicz's opponent in the last election. So he should have a say on this. And of course, he's not going to, he's not going to make any decision based on politics or anything. This is a bunch of crap. Enough so that I went to the Capitol today and just started yelling, man. I don't care. It's cool because two of the cops on the bottom are like, well, I said, I'm going to be stepping it up here, man. We got to get some stuff done here. And they're like, why? What's going on? I'm like, well, for one thing, your boss is like non-existent, man. Do you guys even know who he is? I said, that's the guy that arrested us for singing down here legally during our lunch hour. And if he asked me, we could do it 24/7. That's our damn house, not yours. We the people, as L.A. Tom would say, we pay for all that. So watching these clowns and pretending like, they're making good judgments for us all and, oh, we hardly make a dime doing it, $50,000 per diem, gas, mileage, food, health care, a whole bunch of days off, and a pension. And when you get to the Congress, you're going to shut the country down, but you're going to pay yourselves while you're shut down. And of course, Nikki Haley used that to her advantage and said that you shouldn't get it. It's easy for people of that money to say something like that. But the minute she's in office, well, yeah, I'm not going to take, And I'm sorry, this deal with impeaching a judge a justice on the Supreme Court, it should not be happening. But I'm going to say this. If Judge Janet Protasiewicz thinks that she loves this state, I would suggest she trip these guys up, resign, let the governor appoint somebody else before it's too late. Because if you're going to stay in there knowing that they're doing this, then I might have a problem. You can't let them stop the advancement in Wisconsin away from this fascist regime that Scott Walker built. And now is, running through the veins of the country. It's everywhere. Trying to stop people from vote, gerrymandering. They've attacked everything that made this country great. That's their culture. Destroying America. After they destroyed everybody else's culture. By the way, they came here, these other cultures, these immigrants that built this country. Most of us had families that go that far back that came here to find that better way of life. And a lot of people were treated poorly, just like everybody else that's come here. I've heard people say, oh, these guys come here and they get a business, they don't have to pay taxes. Really? Because I eat at some of those restaurants that are owned by people that moved here from other countries, and they'll gladly show you that they pay taxes, okay? Sure, they might get a little bit of a tax break to get started their business. I know how that programs like that used to exist, but probably don't anymore thanks to Republicans. It's about time that everybody sees if we don't start electing people that are going to be concerned about progressive policies to save the planet, to save the people, then, man, I'm going to start doing things too. I got these guys clowning on me on Facebook and talking about their the guns and Kyle should have got this. And I'm like, man, that guy murdered two people. By the way, I just wanted to let you know that I was an expert on the Fort Knox, Kentucky firing range. Bullseye. Just so you know. You know, these guys trying to threaten people all the time. And no, I didn't threaten them. I just let them know that if we were both there together, hey, let's take L.A. Tom. How you doing tonight, Tom?
Hey, Michael. First off, we the people ultimately are supposed to be the government. And I was wondering if we could maybe just do an experiment where every time we say the word government, we don't say the word government, but we say we the people. So these people out there, whether they're on the left or the right, start realizing that they actually are the government and that these fools actually work for us. And that when we pay our tax dollars, that we should get a return on investment from our tax dollars, which means it goes back to all of us. The Republicans seem to want to just call it I the people, I guess, rather than we the people. They don't understand the concept, I guess, of the Constitution, which the whole idea of it is that we put people into power that are supposed to be working for us. So I would just ask that, you know, every time we say the word government, that we just stop for a second and just say we the people, because that really is what government is supposed to be, and ultimately that is what government is. I also wanted to tell you, I have a friend, his name is Kai Newkirk. You may have heard of him before. He's the one that was at the speech the other day with Joe Biden, and he interrupted the president's speech about climate. Mm-hmm. And he is a huge progressive, and I can probably get you set up to have him on your show.
Well, that'd be cool, man.
Yeah, because he's actually a friend as well, but he does a lot for he's like us. He's just a very, very good progressive, and also a very good interrupter of things. In fact, Joe Biden did say to him when he interrupted, he did say, yeah, I'd love to have a meeting with you. But then all the people that were in the crowd shouted him down. So he's actually asking Joe Biden still for a meeting with him. So I think that needs to be a push that happens. So I thought maybe it'd be good to have him on your show to let Kai be able to speak his piece. And hopefully Joe Biden will put him on or have a meeting with him like he said he would.
Well, I think it's a great idea. I actually had a meeting with Robin Voss after the recalls just because I was going to let him know that, you know, I'm going to take a different route now because this one didn't work so well. But, you know, I can always come back at you with these signs that I made, you know, 10 years ago. And now they're out, man. Now, you know, and a new edition and all that. But, you know, when you call these legislators, you know, that you call fools, you know that's an insult to fools like myself, right?
Oh, big time. Big time.
But it is fun to interrupt people, and I've done it. I've done it at plenty of press conferences. I've chose the right time to do it. I've done it to Robin Voss. I did it to that clown attorney general we had before. Well, the clown attorney general that I think we have now, who doesn't do his job and go after the criminals in this state or show any 100%. Kind of spine. Or any kind of spine. His mom was cool, man. What's wrong with you, Josh Call? I mean, we the people, man. We need guys like you. And yep.
And that's why we the people need to actually put the pressure on these people like what you're talking about. And it seems to me it is going to things and interrupting, like you said, when appropriate. But doing that because otherwise they're just bought and paid for by their donors.
It's better than football, Tom. It's better than football.
There you go.
It's safer, too. Go. Really, it is. And thanks for calling. I appreciate it. It's time for us to take control again. I don't know if we ever did, per se, but let's do it now. I mean, never too late to try and save the future of your children and your grandchildren and a way of life that, you know, at one point it was kind of good, I remember. for, well, at least, you know, the population that did enjoy a quality of life here has, it's shrunk, right? Instead of expanding it to people that deserved it more than the people that have squeezed us. By a lot. By a lot. I don't know why people are so enamored with wealth and power and stuff. It's like, it's a disease, people. It is. It's a damn disease. You know, guy asked me for a dollar today and I gave him three. Glad he didn't ask me for 20. Well, you know, but that's how you get things done. People see you doing kind things to people, and then maybe they'll listen to you when you talk about issues that are even more important, that involve more of the population of people that deserve a better fate than this. I'm quite tired of it, man. I'm watching these idiots try to go after Joe Biden, and they don't even have their dates right. You know, 2017, you're throwing out 2017 when Biden wasn't in office and he wasn't running for office. And you don't even, these clowns are so, I'll take a different question. Who are you from? Yeah, like what? NBC, ABC, CBS has a worse reputation than you? No. They aren't much for journalism, though. It's sensationalized. But that guy really cut him up, man. It's time. We need real journalists like that. And that's, you know, Tom, that your friend Kai, that to me is a reporter. That's a journalist, right? Confronting people with facts and truth and questions about, what about this? Things that are more important than the crap we're focused on. And I'm sorry, I was going to ask you, Tom, what do you think about Gavin Newsom now? You know, Joe Biden, I don't know if that he can go that far. I really don't. I think he's going to be pretty tired. Dianne Feinstein expired yesterday. Certainly feel bad for her. I mean, she lived a great life. But, you know, when the article comes out, all the centrist stalwart. Yeah, centrist stalwart against progressive policies my entire freaking life. While her husband's a big investor and he buys Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey for $8 million and then sells it for $40 million. Sounds like a great guy. Sounds like he helped a lot of poor people. Did the tickets get more expensive after that? You see what I'm saying? Give people credit for things that they do and then hold them accountable for things they didn't do. Like care about poor people, care about healthcare for all, care about, you know, these fossil fuel companies and pharmaceutical industry and all these damn corporations that are ruining the world. I have no respect for that. Respect is earned, and I'm, you know, disgusted by it. We got one more segment after this. Feel free to call in 844-967-2789. Even if there's some of those people out there that vote Republican, call me about the water. Tell me what you think about it and who should be cleaning up. You think we should? You think we should just take that money like the Republicans have and allocate it for clean water and then set it aside and say you need a different bill to access it? What a bunch of crap. We'll be back. We are the water, we are where all the life begins. We are the
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and storms tonight, mostly cloudy, warmer in mid-60s tonight. Lingering rain tomorrow morning, then some sun and warmer for the afternoon, high mid-80s. More sunshine and low 80s for Sunday, and staying warm on Monday, sunny near 80 and a little breezy. It's 71 right now.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
That's why I can't enjoy anything. Too many pigs out there taking everything. You know, if the Republicans, if they were running a business in the state of Wisconsin, right, we'd be bankrupt if it weren't for Evers' veto pen. I don't think people realize that. These tax cuts they want to give away to billionaires again, millionaires. What, you people that are in the, like, what, 20,000 category or 28,000 all the way up to 350? Thanks for the Big Mac. Down on the low end, and thanks for the new car on the upper end. This is just sad. But yeah, look. I can't believe these guys are going to get paid while they shut down the country. That should make Republicans mad. No? You think that's cool, huh? Maybe you don't get a check this week, but as long as Matt Gaetz gets his. You know that guy had 7 DUIs? Never got convicted for any of them? Yeah, well, I was kind of mean today. I was like, yeah, the Republicans are nothing but a bunch of Nazis and racists and pedophiles and groomers. Yeah, let's get some 15-year-olds serving alcohol in the bar to the leches, right? And they want to call people out as groomers and pervs? I could tell you some stories, but I don't think I can do it on the air. I'd have to do that after midnight on cable TV. But on this, watching this, whatever you want to call this, circus without the ringmaster for their debates and stuff. I mean, I'll watch some of the clips and stuff. Oh, my God. Did you see when there's like 4 or 5 of them yelling at the same time? It's pretty bad.
I respect my intelligence enough. I watched just enough to grab a couple clips,
right?
And then...
No, I watch it to laugh because, you know, they don't really have much to say, right? They're, you know, and of course, DeSantis gets a big cheer because he says Donald Trump should be here to explain himself. And everybody's cheering because they want Donald Trump to be there, not because of what DeSantis said. He's such an idiot. He's such a dope. He reminds me of Alfred E. Newman, the Mad Magazine. A little greasier than that guy, but, you know. It's been bad. So this is the best part about it. It's like they're talking about the subject of electability in the Republican presidential primary. And Trump is the one that's going to get elected. I mean, you guys, your party's been reduced to, like, you know, death-eating maggots. But, there were people, and there was one of the Capitol Police that I'm friendly with. Nice guy. We're friends, man. So those two guys on the bottom are like, and they walk away. And then he's up there, hey, how's it going? You know, because he knows I'm just there to tell the truth. And the louder I am about it, the better it is, man. I got that right. You know, that chief of police is a coward. And we also have a Democratic governor that I don't think would have me arrested for using my freedom of speech in the rotunda. Actually, the one cop, when I did the Wolf Hall, he said, stand in the middle and do it. You know, so it really, you can feel it all the way around. But more of us need to get together and do this. Now, I still haven't figured out my housing all the way. It's getting close. It's always, everything in my life ends that way. Starts that way, ends that way. It's ADHD. It's all this, whatever. But I'm not going to give up, right? And then once that's settled, and trust me, I will be, one thing I do know, I will have every single thing out of my mother's home in time for that person that purchased it to get in. And be damned to my siblings for thinking that I'm not going to do it. But that's all right. That's another story. We're not going to talk about it anymore. It's been hard to get through this year. It's not even over yet. But the best thing I can think of doing to get me out of this funk that I've been in is to go out and be nice to people that are like really struggling. And even if it's just to stop and talk to them, you know, they really like that. But, you know, I gave these guys my last pack of cigarettes because I need to quit, right? Sorry to poison you boys, but they're the best kind anyway. And they're like, hey, my name's this and my name's that. And I'm like, hey, yeah, that's my name. I said, I'll remember you guys. And they're like, no, we're going to remember you, guy, you know. And everybody walks away happy. No, you don't have to be mean to people like that. I like guys like that way more than the dudes in the suits that ignore everybody because they're like, you know, picking their teeth and looking at you like, ooh. Yeah, well, I don't want them to sneeze on me. But you know what I did yesterday? I did the triple jab, as the anti-vaxxers call it. The jab. You got the jab? No, man, I got a triple jab. I got the pneumonia and flu on one side, and then I got COVID on the other. And the flu and pneumonia side is a lot more sore than the other. I got a couple bumps that are swollen up on it. Yeah. I think, when did I get that? Today? No, yesterday. Yeah. The weeks go by fast, especially when you're running out of time. And we're almost out of time this week, but if you want to make a last-ditch effort to join the show, 844-967-2789. What do you think, Nate? How's the world going to end up here? Are we going in the right direction yet?
I don't know if we're going in the right direction, but I'm an optimist. You know, I think we'll get there eventually.
Well, I think we are because, you know, I'd say I'm a recovering alcoholic always every single day, right? And no, we haven't bottomed out yet, dude. So, you know, once we do, if we survive that, then we can rebuild. It'll be stronger and better than before, kind of thing. Got to start helping each other out more. There's just a lot of individualism out there. And I'm not guilty of that, man. Wherever I go, I want to interact with people, even if I'm bummed out. You know, sometimes I got to go to the casino just to, like, you know, have fun talking to other guys there. And then you find out they're doing the same thing, man. I'm not really coming here to throw away a lot of money or win a lot of money or anything. I just need a break, all this stuff. And then we start talking and we're all going through these just life-changing events and trauma and everything. Is that just an excuse to gamble? I think not. If it's not costing you your home that I don't have right now or anything else, do what you got to do to get through this, people. Yeah, don't let money rule you, man. Turn it up. I love these guys, man. When songs back from the activism days, 60s, 70s, is still available and acceptable to use today, you know you got to run with it, man. Anyway, we'll be back next week. Outside the Pizza Box, 92.7 FM, Mad Radio, 1580 AM. Right here at the Solidarity Realty Studio, Civic Media Network. And don't forget to download the app and listen to all the programs. And, I like the variety they have all around state because not everybody's going to want to listen to my disease. They got their own to worry about. Thanks again, Nate. We'll see you guys next week.
Yep, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Tomorrow. Without the right replacements, he'll be in problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's gonna be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.